Mishnah says on the top of Daf Chaf Hamad Aleph that a bunch of different things that if somebody says we're Mishaskin, I say, and one of the things are Ha'aymer, if somebody says Mizarcha L'sitin L'Haver L'Maylach, if he says the Pshat in that pasuk is L'sitin L'Haver Bar Meyusa, don't allow your children to marry a guy, and then eventually do have a desire. Mishaskin Isa Ben Zifa, they tell him to be quiet because that's not Pshat in the pasuk. The Pshat is Kapshuta, that you shouldn't be maver your children through the fire like the Avaita of Melech has done, and not like those who want to say that's referring to marrying a guy that will eventually lead to Avaita Zar. So that's what the Mishnah says. Now, the Gemara brings down towards the bottom of the Amid on those words in the Mishnah. Bishmal says that this is referring to someone who says that it's talking about Yisrael Habal Akusis, that Yisrael shouldn't marry Akusis, so he shouldn't be Melech a ben for Avodah Zarah. Now, the Pashas in the Gemara is the way Rashi learns that the Rabbi Shmuel is trying to say that this is the Pshat, which is not correct. This is the Pshat that the Mishnah is saying not to say. Don't say that we're talking about Yisrael Abal Akusis, Ben Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rabbi Shmuel is coming to be Maisif. But the question is really two questions. Number one, the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, be Yisrael Abal Akusis, Ben Avodah Zarah, Kusuf Mendaber, sounds like it is talking about this. He's not saying don't say this. He's saying the Kusuf is Mendaber in this case. This is the Emes. It is true. Sounds like that this is what the pasuk means, which is mamish kineged the Mishnah. So how does that fit in with the Mishnah? If he's trying to say this is pshat in the pasuk, the Mishnah is saying not to say that. Also, it's not clear if you learn like Rashi that he's come to say that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to say what you shouldn't say. What is he being meisav on the Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us what you shouldn't say. The Mishnah says don't say that means lasitin la'avra bar meyusa. So what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? He's basically saying over the same thing in the Mishnah. So it's difficult to understand what Rabbi Shmuel is being meisav over here, and what's the solution of our kasav medaber. And I think you can answer this with a site that the Marsha says over here. The Marsha is going on a different kasha. He's meramis to this as well, but I think Lefi, what he says, this would be miyoshev. And the Marsha is bothered with the, he says, if you take a look at the Targum Yonason in Parshas Acharemos, on the Pasuk of Mizarcha L'sitin L'Haver L'Maylach, he seems to translate the Pasuk exactly the way the Gemara, the Mishnah says over here, not to say. The Targum Yonason says on Mizarcha L'sitin L'Haver L'Maylach, that Mizarcha L'sitin B'tashmishta L'tzeid Bas Amamin L'ma'avra L'buchana Uchra. Don't give your child over to marry a guy, one of the Umas Olam, because then it will end up coming to a matzah where they do have a desire. So the Targum Yonason is saying, Mamish, not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, don't say this. He's saying that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that don't give over your children to marry a guy, because they end up doing have a desire. Lechai is being Maitzit Mipshutai, that it's not going on, be Mavir Lamaylech. How could the Targum Yonason go, can I give the Gemara? So the Marsha brings them the Arach. The Arach has a Mechudish Tekab Pshat in the Gemara over here. And the Arach learns that really, the real Pshat in the Pasuk is like the Targum Yonason is saying. It does mean, do not allow your child to marry a guy, because eventually they're going to come to do Avodah Zarah, to do Melech. That is the Pshat in the Pasuk. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that we're Mishaskin, I say, if you say Pshat in the Pasuk is, L'sitin L'Avra Bar-Amri Yusa, Zok the Arach, that means that he, if a person says that the Pasuk is referring specifically to one Ummah, to the Ummah, the Aram Yusa, the Aramiyim, who were known to be the ones who did this Avodah of Melech, then that is Mishaskin Isa. That's not correct. So the Aramiyim were the Ummah that were Miyuchad, they were famous for being Avodah Melech. So if one says Pshat in the Pasuk is, don't marry the Aramiyim because then your kid is going to do Melech to Avodah Zarah, Mishaskin Isa, that's not true. That's not correct. The Pasuk is not referring specifically to the Amariyim, it's referring to the all Ummah Sa'ilam. Don't marry anyone of the Ummah Sa'ilam because eventually your kid could come lead to Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Mishnah means. Mishaskin Isa, if you're saying that the Pasuk is referring specifically to the Aramim. But if you say it means to everyone, that's taka the correct Pshat in the Pasuk. Don't allow your child to marry any guy because it could eventually lead to a matzav of Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Targum Yonason means. Mizarcha L'sitan B'tashmishta L'tzeid Bas Amamin. Anyone of them is Ailam. He doesn't say specifically the Aramim like the Mishnah says. And therefore it's not connected to the Mishnah. And Mimelefi that, the Arach says, that's Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel b'Yisrael HaBal HaKusis, Malim Ben HaVadazar, Kosim Medaber, not like Rashi that he's trying to explain what the Mishnah doesn't mean. No, this is what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is saying, this is the real Pshat in the Pasuk, Lefi the Mishnah, that the Pasuk is saying, don't allow a Yisrael to marry a Kusis and then be Malim Ben HaVadazar, Kosim Medaber. That is what the Pasuk is talking about, but it's Yisrael HaBal HaKusis on any Kusis, any guy. That is the correct Pshat in the Pasuk. What the Mishnah says not to say is don't limit it to the Aramiyim. Don't say we're talking about Dafka the Umar of Aramiyim and other Gayim. It would sound like Chalila would be Mutta to marry them. Then, if a person says that, Mishaskin, I say, but Taka the Emes of Pshat is that it's going on marrying any guy. And that is Taka the Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk, and that is not Kinaged the Mishnah. And I think Lefitha's Pshat of the Arach and Lefitha Taka Yonason, he could answer a Kasha that's very Shver, that this Pasuk of Mizarcha L'sitin L'Haver L'Maylach appears in Parshas Acharemos, smack in the middle of the Parsha of the Arayos. So you have right before, well, Eishes Amischa L'sitin L'shchavtcha L'zara, right afterwards you have Zachar, it's mamash smack in the middle of Arayis. What does this pasuk of not doing the avodah melech have to do with Arayis? Why is it smack in the middle of the parasha of Arayis? It has nothing to do with Arayis. It's a issa avodah zara, but the way the Arach and the Tagmanis are learning, it fits in very nicely. This is also a bia asura. This is another bia asura. This is the iser of don't marry a guy, because eventually it will come to avodah zara. So being that it's a bia asura of not marrying a guy, it belongs over here in the parasha of Arayis, and that's why the Torah put it in. It's not the same exact as a regular erva, but being that it's a bia asura, it was also nichel over here in the parsha of the Arayis. Now I just want to end off with an interesting thing, that this kasha that I mentioned from the Marsham, and the Marsham says that the Tagmanis is l'char keneged the Pshat in the Mishnah over here, the Marsha actually asks this kasha twice on this Amud over here, once in the Chidushi Halachis and once in the Chidushi Agadis. And in both times he references the Arach, one time he brings it more Barichas, but the question is, why would he do that? Why would he ask this both in the Chidushi Halachis and the Chidushi Agadis? He usually doesn't do that. You know, you ask it in one and good enough. Why does he have to ask it twice on one Amud? And I think if you understand the history of how the Marsha was printed, this is not a kash at all. If you look in the beginning of the Psicha, the Akdama of the Marsha and Shas, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, the Marsha writes over there that Mitchila, the way he wrote the Marsha, it was really two separate Svarim. He wrote one Sefer on Gemara and Chidushi Halachis, then he wrote a separate Sefer on Agadata and then Yaakov to Imaz with the Agadus, the Mamish, two totally separate Svarim that had no Shachas to each other. And then the Marsha writes that later on he had Charata, and he felt that this is not the right thing to do, because he said, if you look in Shas, the Chachmei Shas put all the Halachas and the Agadas together. They're interspersed throughout the Gemara. You have Halacha, then Agada, it all comes together. It's not two separate things, it's mamish one Chativa Achas, the Halacha and the Agada. And he writes over there that Shasu, the Mechachme Atalma Shasu Chibra Echad, Mechalachas Vagadas, Ki Tara Achas Ilanu. It's one Tara, Befirusha, Shal Tara, Tara Smesha, Vekama, Vekama, Darchi Musa, Mechachma, He says it's one Torah, we can learn from the Agada Divrei Musar, just like we learn Halacha from the Divrei Halacha. And being that the Gemara put them together, the Marsha says, I also want to put them together into one Chibur. There should be one Sefer, one Chibur. But he says he was not able to do it because of the Tircha, they're already separate, he couldn't put them together again, so he left it the way it was, as two separate Smarim. But it brings down on the bottom over there, in the bottom of the in the Ha'ar on the bottom, that Itaka didn't work out, the Marsha was not able to put them back together, but in the Fuss of Metz, when they reprinted the Marsha, their Mekayim Ritzono Shel Tzadik, and they put them together, and now we have the Marsha the way we have it. It's all together on one page, different letters to differentiate them, but it's brought together as one Chibur to Mekayim the Ratzon of the Marsha. So I think that explains why he asked the same Kasher twice in one Amid, because originally it was two separate Svarim. The Sefer and Halacha, he asked in the Halacha Sefer, and the Sefer Agada, he asked in the Agada Sefer. They weren't written together, but now that they put them together, then Itaka comes out that you have the same Kasher repeated on one Amid, and that could be the hesber of why you find it like that.